Blocks to love. Everybody in their life has blocks to love, and we don't know what they are. So when we get in an argument, we argue over the topic instead of understanding that there are emotional blocks that we've adopted over years of evolution, of culture, of events that have happened to us, and role models that we've had. These things get in the way of the love that we want to express inside our relationship. You know, something happens and you lose your shit. You say something to your partner that you regret in the heat of the moment. And what most people don't have is the ability to be able to get over that in a very short space of time. And that's what we teach. One of the skills that we teach is how to have healthy arguing that can be over in less than 3 minutes. Because you've got to have arguments. It clears out the topic. And for women, it's very important for them to be able to express themselves. If a guy listening to this, it's like, well, can't we just cut that down to like less than 30 seconds? No, dude. You need to learn how to be present. You need to learn how to be in state. You need to learn how to be able to take on her words without what's called DPA, diffuse psychological arousal, or euphemistically known as flooding, where there's so many words coming at you, you can't literally process them. When you're present and learn how to do that, you can take on the words, but more importantly, you can read through the words to know emotionally what she's feeling. And it's not words. Think about it. Relationships are all about emotions, not logic. And often people get into arguing about the topic. It's not the topic. It's not the topic. It's the emotions that are being expressed, particularly for a woman. Men and women are very different in terms of how we approach things. And if you're not relating to this, that's probably because as a woman, you're in your masculine state, or as a man, you're in your feminine state. If you don't know what those are, go and watch my other videos on the explanation of those states and how important they are in communication. So when we learn how to remove these things out of the way, we remove blocks to feeling and expressing love. Most people know they've got a chest plate on, you know, a metaphorical chest plate that's meant to emotionally protect them in their relationship. The problem is that when we do that, what we're doing is we're blocking love. We're blocking the other person out. And a lot of women watching this will relate. They've got a chest plate on, they're not really letting their partner in. And the problem with that is if you're not letting your partner in, they're going to feel it, even if you don't say that in communication. Because there are two levels of communication. There's the words, but the emotions that we feel during communication. And you know that your partner is blocking you, and that's extremely frustrating. They're really not letting you in. They say that they love you, but they're not really letting you in. And you know the difference when they're doing that. And then what do you naturally do? Well, naturally you pull back too. So now we've got two people who are loving each other, but slowly pulling back from each other. And eventually that ends up in not trusting one another. And when that happens, we're either going to want to leave, go and have an affair, go and get that intimacy from somewhere else, you know, maybe from friends or family members, or even worse, from our children. And we shouldn't be getting that emotional intimacy from our kids. We shouldn't be using them that way. We can love them, which is our role. But if we're not getting it from a partner, we shouldn't be going and getting it from our kids, because that's just destructive to them, to ourselves, and to our partner. So ask yourself the question, what blocking is going on in my relationship? Now, if you want to get over that, all you need to do is click the link on this TikTok and book a discovery call. Doesn't matter where in the world you are. We've got clients from all over the world coming to our events, and we're expanding where our events are. You know, we've got them in San Diego in the US, in Australia, in Sydney, Brisbane, and Melbourne, and Perth, and we'll soon have them in Texas as well. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can come to our live events. And secondly, it doesn't matter where you are, because you can book us online and we can do a discovery call via Zoom and look into these things that will assist you to have the love that you want inside your relationship.